Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Denver Broncos won Super Bowl 50 last night. They defeated the Carolina Panthers 24-10 in Santa Clara, California. Denver Broncos fans, such as Harry Mitchell, were overjoyed.
I love all of you. Go Broncos!
Denver forced four Carolina turnovers, including fumbles by Panthers quarterback Cam Newton. Broncos linebacker DeMarcus Ware, who's in his 11th pro season, says it's great to be a Super Bowl champion.
I wouldn't say there's a sense of relief. I just say there's a sense of, you know, I have arrived and, you know, just being a champion.
The Super Bowl's most valuable player was Denver Broncos linebacker Von Miller. Rescuers in Taiwan have found four people today in the rubble of an apartment building in the city of Tainan. It collapsed in an earthquake before dawn Saturday morning. Officials say 38 people are dead and more than 100 others are still missing. China has lodged a formal protest with North Korea over Saturday's rocket launch that the UN says used banned missile technology. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing. China's overall response to the launch has been carefully measured.
China's foreign ministry says Vice Foreign Minister Liu Zhenmin summoned North Korea's ambassador Ji Jae-ryong and filed a diplomatic protest. Right after the launch on Saturday, China said it regretted North Korea's decision to proceed with the test despite international opposition. Beijing has also expressed deep concern that Seoul and Washington will hold formal discussions about deploying U.S.-made missile defense systems in South Korea. The U.S. and South Korea insist that the deployment would be aimed at defending against North Korea, not China, but Beijing is skeptical of that claim. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Marco Rubio may have fumbled in Saturday night's GOP debate, but he appears to be bouncing back in New Hampshire, with tomorrow's primary vote fast approaching. NPR's Asma Khalid reports from Manchester.
Marco Rubio repeated essentially the same line about President Obama four times in the debate. And New Jersey Governor Chris Christie called him out for rehashing sound bites. But Sunday, Rubio repeated a similar line, again, with no shame.
Look, I said this last night. I am going to say this every chance that I get. Barack Obama is trying to change America.
It's unclear how much the debate affected Rubio. Some say it showed his inexperience. Others say Christie bullied him. Meanwhile, across the state, the New Jersey governor was holding his own town halls, where it was easy to find new converts in the crowd. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
The National Weather Service has issued winter storm and blizzard warnings for several northeastern states. A storm will develop over the area tonight, spreading strong winds and snow from Long Island, New York, north to Maine. Farther west, the service says blizzard conditions are in the upper Midwest. Warnings are up in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. This is NPR. Haiti's president stepped down from office at the end of his term on Sunday. There is no interim government in place. NPR's Carrie Kahn has more.
Michel Martelly took off his presidential sash Sunday and handed it over to the leader of the National Assembly instead of an elected successor. Last December's presidential runoff was postponed amid charges of widespread fraud and vote rigging in the first electoral round. Over the weekend, lawmakers etched out a last-minute deal, making way for Martelly's departure and the appointment of a provisional president to be chosen by parliament within days. Under the agreement, new elections will be held in April and a new president installed by May 14th. Martelly was criticized for not holding credible elections during his 5 years in power and allowing widespread corruption in his government. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
The chairman of Myanmar's parliament says the names of the country's next president and two vice presidents won't be announced until March 17th. The ruling party, the National League for Democracy, cannot name its chief, Aung San Suu Kyi, as its choice for president. That's because the Myanmar constitution bars her from holding that office. There are conflicting reports over whether Suu Kyi has been talking with Myanmar military leaders about whether to suspend that constitutional rule. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bombing killed at least three Afghan soldiers today in the northern part of that country. The bomber attacked an army minibus, and at least 14 other people are wounded. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attack. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.